let's uplift the day of the sun. Then came church ordinances that uplifted it even higher and began to push down the Sabbath. And finally, it reached its full maturity when secular, when human power, when political power was used to enforce this religious edict. Now, brothers and sisters, it's my contention, and I've been saying this for a long time, and I'm still sticking to it, and I think the evidence even makes it stronger today, and we'll continue to look at this over the coming nights, is that the royal edict was called Dies Domini. And the reason that I make this contention, and this took place in 1998, and this is the Vatican newspaper that comes out weekly, and in it, this is from July 1998, it has a complete copy of Dies Domini, which is the uplifting of Sunday for the Christian world. And the reason that I point to this, and I know the arguments against this being a royal edict, but number one is that, technically speaking, the Pope is a king. He's ruling a monarchy. So when he makes a statement, as he did with Dies Domini, in that sense it is a royal edict. Now, some would say, and if they go by the text in here, that Dies Domini very clearly is giving counsel about lifting up Sunday for Catholics. And they'd say, Pippinger, you're going a little bit too far when you're saying that this is a royal edict that encompasses the whole world, or the whole Christian world. It says in here very plainly that this is for the Catholic Church. Brothers and sisters, in this book that I have referred to of just a moment ago, Ecclesiastical Megalomania, one of the things that the author makes very clear that we should all understand is this. If you're going to understand Rome, you need to understand the terminology that she uses. If you will not familiarize yourself with her language, then you're eliminating the possibility to understand what she's really saying. And in 1998, she came out with this statement about Sunday observance, and I have quotes here, and we'll look at them as we proceed through these coming nights. I have quotes here by people that not only supported it, but people that gave their analysis of this that said, if you're not going to uphold Sunday, then you're a heretic. Once again, the argument would be, well, that's for a good Catholic. If a good Catholic isn't going to uphold Sunday, then he's a heretic. But what does the Roman Catechism says should happen to a